Oh no. No, I did it again. Damn it. Did it again. Fell asleep on you, didn't I? I did. I did. And you covered me with blanket. Oh no, thank you. Thank you. That is really sweet and lovely, but I fell asleep on you again. Oh, I am just the worst. Oh, stop. I'm a terrible girlfriend. How long did I last this time? 10 minutes. Wow. We have a new record. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm just a little bit tired. Okay, a lot tired. Knackered, just so tired. It's just exhausting. But I feel bad moaning about it. I shouldn't moan because it's nothing. Give me a minute to wake up and I will go and Did you just engage a cuddle lock on me? I love you. I'm sorry I'm so. It's just right now, it's just tough. I wish I could work from home. I wish I didn't have to go into the office. I don't have a choice. Just right now, commuting is a nightmare. And it's so weird being there. It's so quiet and I know, slightly unnerving. Nothing's wrong, and I know there's nothing wrong. It's just, it's like I'm in a zombie movie or something. You know, streets are empty. Very quiet. I'm sorry. Like I said, I shouldn't moan. Oh, you're so good to me. I don't know why I'm so tired. I mean, it's not like I didn't commute before. Nothing has changed. It's just shifted a bit. I'm really sorry that I fell asleep on you again. You think it's sweet? Adorable? Oh no, don't call me adorable. Well, not adorable. Slightly adorable, but don't tell anyone. All I want all day is just to come home to you, to see you and hold you, and instead I fall asleep on you. I do not snore. I do not. I do not. Okay, maybe a bit. Shut up. It's not. Well, now that I'm awake, tell me about your day. It must be so weird working from home. Normally, everything's so separated, but working from home? If it was me, I would sack off. I would. Because, yeah. I'm lazy, so lazy. What? Well, I like listening to you. It's like I'm in love with you or something. So strange. Just one thing. I know that you've got this fantastic work ethic, and I know that you're dedicated, and I know that you're super efficient, but I need you to take care of yourself. Because knowing you, you probably didn't take any tea breaks. You probably didn't get up or stretch. That's a guilty face. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it! Darling, it's important. Darling, you need to take care of yourself. You need to give yourself attention and hugs. Okay, hugging yourself might be awkward. Tell you what, I'll take care of the hugging. You take care of the spoiling yourself. Take regular breaks. Drink lots of tea. Or maybe water. Not that I'm trying to save the tea for me. Maybe a bit. Oh, you know I'm an English cliche. Working from home. It's not something that you do every day. Only now you do it every day. So, I mean, it might be easy to just get distracted. To just get lost in work because you don't have that separation anymore. You don't have the separation of work and home because now your bedroom is your office. So I need you to take a moment every now and then and just look after yourself. But it sounds like you had a good day. I'm glad that there weren't any conference call incidents. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know I said I wouldn't mention it. But I lied. So you just look so traumatized. No one should ever see a nipple in a business call. Unless it's a different kind of call. But you better not be getting any of those. Yes, I am jealous. Because you're mine and I love you. And my day. It was just busy. I'm just gonna sound like I'm whinging. Okay, get ready. Get comfortable. I am beginning with the classical honey whinge. Commuting. Why does no one know how to queue? Why? Why? It's so annoying. It just, I mean, queuing is the most simple thing in the world. Why can't you queue? Why? Why? I don't know why it aggravates me so much. Yes, I do. It's because I'm an English cliche, but just queue. Just leave space. Don't get so close. Oh. I mean, I kind of get it because when we get on the train, there is no space, but. The tube right now is a bloody nightmare. It's packed, there aren't enough trains, and everyone's miserable. I was late, and you know how I feel about being late. And then when I got to work, there was just so much to do. Because most people are working from home, and it's just me to do all the fun bits, the paperwork, and the filing, and the indexing. Oh, I love it so. It's just. Oh, this is really bad. The vending machine ran out of Coke. And by ran out, I mean I drank it all already. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might actually have to have Dr. Pepper. Things are bad, but it's not all bad. I made a friend. I made a friend. There's a new starter, Rodney. Rodney. He He's a receptionist, I guess. Well, I saw him in reception. Well, we didn't really talk a lot. He's kind of shy. He is a mouse, so he ran when he saw me. Rodney. What's wrong with Rodney? That's a good name for a mouse. What am I meant to call him? Mickey? He didn't look like a Mickey. He looked like a Rodney. Wonder if he likes biscuits. Maybe crackers. I don't know if I can share my biscuits. Although, none of my biscuits have been stolen this week. I guess there is an upside. And I am clutching at straws. It's just all very petty. Just super, super petty. And I feel bad for whining and whinging and just coming home exhausted and falling asleep on you. Although you are a really, really comfortable pillow. Just so wonderful. And you. Guess it's just tough, full stop right now. Whether you're going into work or whether you're staying home. But you got me, and I've got you, and it's cuddle time. Best part of the day. Come here, under the blanket that you so thoughtfully covered me with. Wait. Oh, it's my favourite blanket as well. You are. You are the best. And I love you. I adore you. And I'm going to take care of you. And when I'm not here, I need you to take care of yourself for me. I am taking care of myself. I am. I ate a vegetable. At least one. I had something green. And orange, in fact. So, what were they? Tic Tacs? I know. Okay. How about we make an agreement? I will take care of myself and eat at least two veg. Four? Wow, okay. Four vegetables a day. Really? Okay. And you will be sure to take tea breaks and to drink a lot of water or tea if you have to. If you want to, I mean, you can drink my tea, I don't mind. I don't mind. Or maybe leave the Earl Grey? I do love you. No, I love you. I love you. So, what do you say? Is it a deal? So, what do you think Rodney would like to eat? Well, I want to bring him something in. It's not bribing him, it's just, luring him into my office, and that sounds so very sinister. If I give him the right biscuit, maybe he'll let me pet him. What? I'll take a picture of him tomorrow. You want to know all about my new friend? Oh, I love you. I'm so glad you're here. I really am. I love you. And I promise you, Rodney will never replace you in my affections. You're far more pettable. I love you.